Yes, I can confirm that we have been issued with that certificate to prosecute.
In terms of the law, what does this mean now?
It means we can proceed and try and have the trial of that matter in court.
In the
rape case, that is.
In the absence of the prosecutor general, walk us through what happens. Who will be prosecuting?
Well, it means the complainant or the person who has been issued with that certificate will be prosecuting. They can choose someone else to do it on their behalf. Their legal practitioner can act on their behalf. So it will be just as if they are a prosecutor in normal criminal case.
And how long will it take for this matter to be set down by the courts?
It's not certain yet because it depends on the court, you know, system there, the court role. Whether they've got cases that are already enrolled for purpose of the trial and when they can give us a date for our matter to kick off.
May you read the contents word for word of this certificate of prosecution?
The certificate simply reads, Certificate Nolle Prosecute. Whereas Munyara Dzikereke was accused of committing rape as defined in Section 65 and indecent assault as defined in Section 67, of the Criminal Codification and Reform Act, Chapter 09:23, respectively. And whereas a private party who can show some substantial and peculiar interest in the issue of the trial arising out of some injury which he individually suffered by the commission of the offense may prosecute in any court competent to try the offense, the person alleged to have committed it. Now, therefore, I, Florence Yambe, a delegate of the Prosecutor General of the Republic of Zimbabwe, having been authorized by him in terms of Section 6 of the Criminal Procedure and Evidence Act, do as I hereby certify on his behalf and instruction that the Prosecutor General has seen the statements or affidavits on which the charge is based and declined to prosecute at the public instance.